Yes, I'm finished, in every sense of the word. However, if I might offer one small suggestion, suppose we held me in reserve.
Get going.
Very well. All right, fine. But I must warn you, if I am maimed or disfigured, I shall hold you personally responsible.
Hit the road.
History will be your judge, Hank. Unborn generations of bird dogs will...
I gave him a shove and got him out of the way. I mean, he could have gone on yapping for the rest of the afternoon. I still had some work to do. Rufus heard the commotion and looked up from his bone. He watched Plato walk down the hill, and a grin spread across his face. Beulah saw him too, and her mouth dropped open. Rufus pushed himself up.
Fresh meat!
Listen, Rufus, I can explain everything. Try to control yourself just for a minute and hear me out. We've had a little misunderstanding here, but I'm convinced that we can talk it over.
Watch my bone, honey.
Rufus started dragging his paws across the ground.
Leave him alone, Rufus. He hasn't done anything.
He's alive, and I take that as a personal insult.
He rolled his muscular shoulders and stepped out towards Plato. The trap was set. I slipped away from the post pile and started creeping down the hill, taking cover behind shrubs and trash cans. Plato started edging back towards the post pile.
We're in basic agreement on most issues, Rufus, except that...
I can't stand your face!
Rufus was stalking him now, coming closer to the spot where I was waiting.
Right, exactly, which is basically a superficial...
All at once, Rufus sprang into a lope. The muscles in his shoulders and thighs rippled. His teeth were bared and his little eyes glistened. All the world had narrowed down to Plato, and that's all he could see. I shot one last glance down at Beulah, coiled my legs under me, and exploded out of the shrubs. Plato stood on rubber legs and started babbling.
Can talk this thing out, Rufus! Don't look at me that way! I can explain! For God's sake, don't tear my skin!
There's kind of a evil beauty about a Doberman pincher who's moving in for the kill. A kind of gracefulness that sparkles when he's got murder on his mind. I caught a little glimpse of that, and then I hit him. Rufus never saw me coming. Never had the slightest notion that he'd blundered into my trap. I hit him with a full head of steam, which was important because I knew I'd have to stun him with a good lick or he'd come back, and we don't need to go into that.